Blog Talk Radio.
I'm fine. That was a beer being opened.
Oh, is that what that was? I didn't know what it was. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back, or I guess welcome back to us. It's been a month since we've been on the show.
That's weird. It's been a freaking month. That's bizarre.
Yep. Our last show was December the 7th, so it's been actually over a month.
Wow.
Between business shit and health issues and holidays, we finally made it back. Hey, are you okay, by the way? Are you back in gear, you and your wife?
You know, she's a trooper. She's got a tendon tear, whatever, in the foot. That's fine. It happens. I've had it decades ago, but I had it. She's doing fine. She's actually working tonight back at the hospital. It's kind of cool. She found one of these little scooter things. I don't know if you've seen these fucking things. These things are great. You kind of put your knee on it, and your foot hangs off the back of this little thing, and your other foot is on the ground. It's like a scooter for one foot. It's kind of cool.
That's a roller skate.
No, but no, dude, it's got handbrakes and shit. I mean, this thing's freaking cool. Ooh. And it's like, oh man. So I want to go to her work and like push her around, but she won't let me. Woohoo! Yeah, doesn't even give me a push. I mean, it beats the hell out of a Walmart 500 racer, you know, where you got to plug the fucking thing into the wall. No, this is human powered.
Well, did you have a good Christmas and a good New Year's?
Yeah, we did. No, it was nice. The Christmas thing's always with the family and all that kind of stuff. It was cool. It was cool. And New Year's is, that's to me, that's amateur night. Fuck New Year's. You know, Maggie's working at the hospital. She dealt with all the bullshit that like wandered in or got dropped off at the hospital. I was probably in bed by 10:30, 11 o'clock. I don't give a shit about New Year's. New Year's, I've been through 50 plus of these things. I don't care anymore.
I'm with you on that. I fell asleep at 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and then
yeah.
I woke up at midnight when the fireworks and firecrackers were going off, and I'm like, oh, well, I've missed it again.
Well, oh, no. I'll tell you a funny story. This isn't even really funny. It was the night that Maggie had the problem with the tendon thing in her foot was New Year's night. I oh, my God, it slipped my mind. The bar we usually hang out at, they had clearance by the cops. Who the hell knows how they worked this one out? To be open till 5 o'clock in the morning on New Year's. 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, you know this is going to be a train wreck. Well, I can't miss this shit. So I must witness the train wreck. Everybody wants to see two trains collide. Maggie calls me. I'm going to be home early. I just happen to be waking up at about 2:45. Train wreck at the bar, and she goes, you're up. I'm like, yeah, I'm up. I'm going down to see the train wreck. She goes, well, they sent me home because of my foot. Oh, well, okay. House, I jumped in the truck because her right foot is fine to drive. It's not a stick shift. So her right foot, she drove me to the friggin' bar. I walked in. I did a bit of one and run. I walked in, grabbed a Coors Light bottle, looking at the train wreck that was going on. There's like four or five groups of like three people, and they're all fawning over each other, like drooling almost, and like they can't even like pronounce words. And I'm like, wow, this is what it's like at 3:30 in the morning after New Year's. Wow, this is – I'm glad I missed this. And so I drank my beer really quick, said hello to a couple of people that I knew, and left. And now I can say I saw it.
There it is. You heard I became a grandpa over the holidays, right? Or grandpa?
Yes, I did. Congratulations, old man.
Yeah, but well, actually, I've decided they're going to call me Doodah. Because I don't want to be called a grandpa or a grandpappy or whatever. So my name's Doodah.
No, you got to do it proper. No, got to be Doodar. Doodar.
No, Doodah. Doodah.
Doodar. No, it's got to be proper.
So don't you have some kind of special going on with DEF CON sauces right now?
We do. It's actually kind of a cool one. We're actually looking our annual, sorry, 15th annual Super Bowl sale for DEF CON. I think we got, 30% off of quarts. We've got, we got the little 8 ounce of bottles of one. We're going to new bottles. They're $3.50. Grab them. Grab them now. I can't say any more than that. But I'll tell you what, this year for DEF CON is going to be one of these breakout year things. We've got a shit ton of irons in the fire, and four of them have come true already, and I think I have another seven. Lucky 11. Well, let's see what happens. We're doing good. DEF CON is on the map. We are running with it, and we ain't looking back. And we're doing the DEF CON wing inning the death match at the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, April 13th and 14th. We will be on stage on April 14th, this Sunday at 3 o'clock on April 14th. We will be on stage and dealing out to the masses the most heinous of wing sauces. We mix it there. We do not serve it or sell it. We serve it. And it's going to be really, 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 really neat. A bunch of people will probably puke, and one will probably shit himself. It's a wonderful thing to be. It's just, if you're going to watch it, don't be in the front row. That's all I have to say.
Hey, what date is that? April what?
April 13th and 14th. It's a Saturday and Sunday. Once you do it, dude. A buddy of mine, Tim, just got a B&B for like, oh my God. It's like a block. It's in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It's like a block from the place. He got an Airbnb for two nights for like $180 a night. Dude, you're going to pay for a regular hotel with bed bugs.
I got to be in Amarillo, Texas, April 10th, 11th, and 12th. So I'm going to do my best.
So you're open for the 13th and 14th. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be there because I've wanted to go the last couple of years, and I think I'm going to try to get there. Can I get in the B&B?
I can call Tim. It'll be tight accommodations. I can call Tim. I'll give you his contact information.
Is there any good location?
It's like they have enough. They have enough bedrooms for people.
Is there any good looking women I can bunk with?
No, not for you.
Oh, okay.
Way too young for you. Way too young.
Before we go to food news, I don't know if you saw my sad news that I reported a couple hours ago, but I want to bring it up here on the show. But I think you remember Brian Fairchild, the wine czar. He used to be my co-host on the radio show.
Okay.
He passed away yesterday. He had been fighting cancer. I just found this out a couple of hours ago. I've been talking to him since November, and he's been going through a lot of health issues with the cancer, and actually he was high spirits. In fact, he wanted to come back on the show as a guest here in early 2019, but yep, the wine czar, he was a pain in the ass. I told somebody sometimes he was a pain in the ass. He was a pain in the ass, but we always kidded a lot. He was a good guy. He knew his wine. And the nice thing about Brian was he was a guy who understood wine. He was big on wine tastings, but he wasn't a pompous ass about it. His whole philosophy was everybody likes wine based on their own personal taste. There is no set type of wine you drink. So I want to say to his family and to his friends, condolences. We're going to miss Brian. Sad to hear. It was a shock this afternoon to hear about that. But he was a great guy. And like I said, a pain in the ass at times. He called me caveman. Can you imagine that, John?
I can't. I can't. Well, how would he? I'm triggered. I'm triggered right now.
You're triggered right now. Well, there was something that you and him had in common, which is it's actually kind of funny. I'm dedicating this show to Brian, but you know the song, that I used to play before we used to do the food news.
Yeah.
He hated that song. I think
the Get Smart song.
Yes, the Get Smart song. So this is.
I hate
Brian.
That fight, dude. That song sucks. please.
Brian hated it too. So this is for you, Brian, up there in heaven. By the way, too, I told Brian on my Facebook post that when he's up there in heaven, he can tell God how to turn water into good wine. So this is for Brian. The Get Smart.
No, See if you play this, you are going to hell.
No, I'm not. This is for him.
He's already got God's ear, dude. He's already talking to the dude. You ain't been there yet. He's going to tell you to go to hell.
He used to say, what the hell do you play that song for? And so if you and him have something
I said the same
common.
Damn thing until he told you about Courageous Cat.
you go. That was for
you.
That was
suck.
For Brian and for you, John.
You suck.
Yeah, well.
And what car? Now we discussed it. What car was it that Don Adams drove up in front of the place?
Yeah, what was that? You told me. Was that the what the one that started?
Sunbeam Beam Imp.
Sunbeam. That's right. Oh, well, I promise you that'll be the last time I will play that song. How about that?
Yes. Thanks, Wine Dude. It's the last time. I appreciate that. Oh, from now on, it's Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
All right. Now, we're gonna go to Wine News. And in fact, I will play your theme song for – not Wine News. Look, I got wine on the
Wine page. News? What
Food
the fuck?
News.
Wait, what? I don't want to go to Florida. What the fuck is Wine News?
Food News. We're going to Food News. And this will be our ongoing
theme
song.
I
want to
hear Wine News.
Ongoing lead-in song to Food News from now on.
Yes. Bam. Bam.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, I mean, you got tires squealing, you got gunshots. I mean, that's the shit. And that was a cartoon for kids. You had Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse. They're getting shot at and shit. You got Dr. Man, I'm the Frog. I mean, all those. Oh, dude, have you ever seen the cartoon?
I actually did. I'll tell you, I went to YouTube. I went and looked at some of the old Courageous Cat, Minute Mouse things on the YouTube. But
did it remember you, your childhood?
No, I never watched that when I was a kid.
All right, that's because you were trapped in the basement. Your mother threw you raw meat twice a week and chained you to the wall. The Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse is the shit, dude. That was, oh, man, you kidding me?
I watched.
The Frog, yeah. Oh.
Did you ever watch Top Cat? Remember Top Cat?
Top Cat was lame. Dude, I'll take Felix the cat over that shit. At least the bitch had a bag of tricks.
Top cat
was lame.
By the way, listeners, if you want to call in, 714-242-5272, you can call in about the Food News or about Courageous Cat or about Get Smart.
Now,
or about
Courageous Cat,
Running.
Now. Courageous Cat, I'll tell you what. He had the worst of the worst when it came to villains. He had Felix the Cat, Master Cylinder.
Master Cylinder?
That was his name? Yes. And Felix the Cat, not the Courageous Cat. Felix the Cat, I am the Master Cylinder. The Master Cylinder! I thought that was a horrible thing when I was a little kid, didn't know anything about cars. I'm like, that's the name, that's what does the brakes. That was great. This little dude would walk up to a mountain and go, va-voom, and he would shoot a hole, like he'd blow out the whole bottom part of the mountain so you could go through it. Felix the Cat has some shit. He had some shit going
and
on.
Now,
Felix the Cat, man, now, his bag of tricks was like mescaline and LSD and meth and crocodile and all sorts of shit rolled into one big bag of nasty.
And now Master Cylinder is what you get changed on your truck or your car when you get your brakes done. Okay.
I am the Master Cylinder. That's how he announced himself.
Let's go with the Food News. Are you ready?
It wasn't man. Okay. AAMCO.
What did you say?
AAMCO, remember?
Oh,
the
commercial.
AAMCO.
All right, here we go. First of all, I got a question before I tell you this story.
Oh, God.
You
have to have an opening question. This is going to be epic.
When you think of Taco Bell, would you ever think of vegetarian food?
No, I'm thinking rooster tailing before I get my ass hits the toilet.
Well, Taco Bell, I'm not making this up now. Taco Bell is going to test its first dedicated vegetarian menu in Florida.
Dedicated vegetarian or dedicated vegetable taking your orders? Oh, God.
Yep,
they're
going to have a whole menu of featured vegetarian items. In addition, Taco Bell is removing all artificial colors and flavors from its core menu.
So what they're saying is, in the past, we made a rainbow colors for your enjoyment, but now the rainbow is gone. Now you're hooked on our shit, so now you'll eat it till you're dead.
And also plans to fully remove all the synthetic preservatives from all items by the spring of 2019.
Now they will, but they didn't before. But now you're hooked on the shit. Oh, it's great. This is great.
And by the year 2025, they intend to remove 25% of all sodium from all their food. Let me ask you, John.
This is so dumb. All right, go.
Well, here's the question. They do all this. I mean, okay, the whole reason we go to Taco Bell
is incredible.
Shit food.
They just admitted that they're serving fake food. They just admitted it. You're going to take – okay, now that we've been serving it to you for 10 years and now you're addicted to the crap, we're going to take all the stuff you didn't have to use, it was Monsanto. We're taking all that shit out of the food and we're going to still feed it to you. And it's going to be the same price. We'll be taking all the shit out of it, make it half price.
And nobody's going to want it. And who the hell, what vegetarian is going to go to Taco Bell for lunch dinner or breakfast? Nobody.
Right.
No vegetarian is going to Taco Bell.
They're going to McDonald's for a salad.
The whole world.
With a Diet Coke, of course. Need my aspartame.
We go to Taco Bell for shit food, and they're going to ruin it now. Jesus. All right.
They just admitted they were serving you shit food, and now you're so if you're one of these morons, I need my Taco Bell. It's like an Apple phone. I need my wife's an Apple zombie. I understand that. I understand. You need therapy sessions. Anyway, now they realize they've been served shit food, but now they're still going to go there because now the shit food just got unshitty. But they're going to charge you the same price without all the shit. So now they're saving money by not putting all the shit into it, but they're charging you the same price. Now, wouldn't you think to ask them for – oh, it's crazy.
Nobody's going to come to Taco Bell. They're not going to go to Taco Bell and eat healthy food, I'm telling you.
Asparagus water from Whole Foods. That's all I have to say.
Next story. Now – here's another one. What did you and I say probably a year ago, maybe longer? What was going to happen when the minimum wage went to $15 an hour?
Well, there wouldn't be as many workers.
All right. Well, you know what? We are so smart because listen to this.
The kiosks are moving into our area.
Here you go. Over 75. No, that's not what I'm going to tell you. Over 75% of full service restaurant operators in New York City have reduced their employees' hours in 2018, and 36.3% eliminated many jobs in response to mandated wage increases, according to a survey from the New York City.
Really? Oh my God! Stop the presses! Stop! Oh, they aren't anymore. Stop! What the fuck?
Guess what?
Yeah. No, are we in 15? $15 an hour. Oh, hey, you know what? What's really neat is my wife is a licensed EMT, and she doesn't make $15 an hour. So anybody who makes $15 an hour to make my burger wrong, go fuck yourself.
And guess what? It gets better. You ready? 75% of limited service restaurants responded in the report and said they will reduce their employee hours in 2019,
yes.
And 53% are going to eliminate even further jobs. There you
yes.
go.
Yes. We expected it. It was destined. This is what that, oh my God. What people don't realize, minimum wage is not a wage you're supposed to. Minimum wage when we were growing up was, oh my God, what was it, $2.85 or $3.15 an hour? It was when you're out of high school, you're looking for a fucking job just to be able to hang out with your buds and just have some money in your pocket to play video games and maybe get a tank of gas. It was not meant to live on. Now all of a sudden it sounds like minimum wage is supposed to be something that a CEO of IBM is making. No, it's not going to happen that way. It doesn't work like that. Sorry. I mean, it's oh my God, it's so blatantly obvious. It really is.
It really is.
It's sadly obvious.
It was probably 2 years ago we said this when they talked about raising the minimum wage. You and I both said many times they're going to start cutting people.
They're going to cut the jobs out. Now the people that remain are going to be overworked just to make up for the price that they have to pay to get employees. That's what it is. Well, the company's making a ton of money. Not all of them. They all are not big conglomos. You're talking about little business people, too, who cannot afford it. And it's like instead of having three waitresses for the one restaurant that the small company, the small family owns, now they have to go down to two because they have to pay them the wage that they're directed to pay. Can you say socialism? Yeah, it worked really good in Venezuela, didn't it? Anyway, oh, my bad.
All right, moving along. Now, I got some great stories tonight. All right, when I say Chuck E. Cheese, what do you think of?
I think screaming kids and a doll that'll stab you.
That's pretty true. That's a good explanation of Chuck E. Cheese. All right. Well,
yeah.
This is what blew me away. I don't know how to read this without laughing. There's 25 Chuck E. Cheese restaurants across the countries of Mexico, Egypt, Kuwait, El Salvador, and Bahrain are being planned by
Chuck E. Cheese in Kuwait. They got Chuck E. Cheese in Kuwait. Holy fuck! I gotta go to a Chuck E. Cheese in Kuwait. That must be awesome when they wake up for Allah for Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, that must be great. That must be fucking awesome. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
The company that owns Chuck E. Cheese is called CEC Entertainment. They're making plans to expand the Chuck E. Cheese franchise in new development deals across all those countries, plus also in the Middle East and other countries in Central America, as well as Asia and South America.
We need a Chuck E. Cheese in Tibet. We need one in Tibet. Outer Mongolia.
Chuck E. Cheese in Bahrain and Egypt and Kuwait and El Salvador. Cracks me up.
That's the funny
all
shit,
right.
Dude. Could you picture it?
Could I
don't
what?
Think they're playing skee ball in Bahrain. And I don't think the women are allowed in there either. Ah, wait. Ooh, did I say, yes, I did.
Yes, you did. All right. Hey, we got a caller calling in. You want to take it?
Oh, my God. God
yeah.
bless you, son.
All right. Hold one second.
We
have a caller. Hello, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
This is Donna.
Hey,
this is
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hi there. How are you?
Donna?
Happy New Year. I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
I'm listening to both of you on this Chuck E. Cheese thing. We've got one in my town.
Yeah.
I'll give away.
Nice.
I mean, just go get it. You know, you don't even have to mention my name. Just take it. You know, take that.
Just haul it away like bad garbage.
Apparently, it's been a while, you know, since you've been in one. You do know the little, but they have a slide in them. I can't tell you the children who have peed and pooped in there and thrown
up. Oh, yes. Oh, the playroom is one big petri dish.
It is. It totally is. I mean,
Let's see what culture we get out of this one. Hey, we can sell this to Taco Bell.
Yeah. I know. Don't mention my last name.
All right, Taco.
Know, I don't. Yeah, that's me.
I won't call you Bell no more.
I Taco. Okay, I called. That was his first mistake. No, I'm glad I did.
Oh, please. Oh, come on. You're funny.
Well, who said that? John?
Yes, I did.
John said that.
Well, nice to meet you, John. I've given you a bad time online lots of times, but not met you.
Oh,
funny.
I got used to it. I live in Jersey. I deal with shit every day.
Oh, no kidding. I know. But I like Jersey. It's okay. I called about the blind czar.
Okay.
Yes.
He was a good friend of mine, and Grill used to call us when we all got together and had our food
that's
meets.
Cool.
And he was quite a guy. And
that's neat.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was kind of nuts, but he was a great guy. And I want to tell you both that he was really looking forward to coming back on the show as a guest, your show, whenever he got better and could do it. But that wasn't meant to be.
Well, you know what? I find that the people they're not the regular everyday people. Those are the ones that pass the quickest, and those are the ones who give us the most. They're the ones that they're not mainstream people. They think on their own. They think for themselves. They do their own thing. And those are usually the people that leave us the earliest. And it's really sad to say.
But it's so true. And he always had the best intentions. Always. I remember you giving him, was it that red plate you used to give him such a bad talk about?
Yes. He always did his food post with an ugly red plate.
I know. I did not like.
Awesome.
I did not like that plate, and it was.
No,
oh my God! I know it can hear us.
It did not make his food look good either. And I would tell him. I would say, Brian, why are you using a red plate? Well, it makes the food look good, dude. It does not make your food look good.
The plate sucks.
Okay, picture this. Red plate, rare steak on it, nice brown top on it. That's color. Oh, it was just really awful. It was awful.
I have to share something with you. When I spoke to him in November, in November and December, he did say something that actually kind of surprised me. And I haven't said this to anybody, but he told me in November and December that some of his fondest memories and best times was when he was doing the radio show, because I allowed him to be himself, and he always appreciated the fun and had a great time. So, you know what? Like I said, I kiddingly, he was a pain in the ass, but Brian was one of the greatest guys. He had a giant heart.
He really was. He truly, truly was. I miss him, and he was just left us too soon.
Well,
but
Donna, I'll tell
you
what. By you just calling in, you kind of stepped up to the plate on this one. And I think he hears you. I mean, you called in his freaking show, and you're talking about him. That takes guts.
Well,
normally I rip people to shreds, but I'm leaving you alone on this one because you're right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I didn't start off good. You know, I was talking bad about. My husband calls it chunk and cheese.
chunking food.
That's nasty. That's nasty. That's funny. I love that. You just, I thought that's what they call it from now on.
Chunking food.
It's nasty. The places, I went in there, I was in there years ago just to witness it. Just to witness the effect of the art of non-parenting. I walked in. It's incredible. You walk in, it's like, it's feral. It's a feral environment. It's like trying to herd cats. The kids are running around. It's like, what the hell happened here? So where are the parents? Oh, they're all on Thorazine. They're in the back room. Oh, my God.
They're outside with their flask, their cigarettes.
Oh, we haven't seen that mother in about a week. We haven't seen that one in 10 days. So we'd let the kids run rampant. Otherwise, we get sued.
I know, and you leave them in there, and Chunky Cheese just teaches them how to gamble because they all play these games, and they win.
I'll tell you what, you're smarter than you think you are, Donna. Yep, it does. It does. It does. It does.
And it's just not.
Well, Donna,
Thank you for
calling in and sharing the memory about Brian. Yeah, he's going to be missed.
Yeah.
And, we appreciate
he
it.
Will.
If anybody wants to call in tonight, just like Donna, anything you want to say about Brian or anything else, you're welcome to call in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an open mic. It's pretty much open mic. If we don't like you, we'll shoot you down. But Donna was left on because we like her.
I called early in the show. Okay, guys. Go back
right,
to your fun.
Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. Bye bye.
Have a good night, Donna.
That was cool. Yeah. Brian
was
a special guy.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to food.
With ugly red plates.
With ugly red plates. I mean, the guy could cook.
You don't serve beef on a red plate. That's common knowledge.
He would cook this stuff, and then he would put it on that ugly red plate. I'm like, dude, you're just defeating the purpose here. I mean, good God. Anyway. Sorry, Brian. <Brian. laughs>
Move along.
All right, moving along on our food news here. Now, you're going to like this because this story is about your favorite company, Ben & Jerry.
Oh, I was going to say Monsanto, but Ben & Jerry is a close second.
Well, this is the funny part. This is a combination of a Ben & Jerry's and a Monsanto story all wrapped up in one.
Oh, so they found out how to package Nancy Pelosi? What are we talking about here?
The District of Columbia Superior Court judge has rejected Ben & Jerry's motion to dismiss a lawsuit, which was filed by the Organic Consumer Association, known as the OCA.
Oh, the Big O. Okay.
OCA, they sued Unilever, which owns Ben & Jerry, for alleged...
Yes. See, wait. Stop right there. Everyone thinks Ben & Jerry make their ice cream in the basement. No, they don't, you stupid shits. It's owned by Unilever, which is one of these masso conglomos that owns half the world. The other half is owned by Monsanto. Ben & Jerry's is not a happy place. Ben & Jerry's is Unilever. Look it up, as you were.
Ben & Jerry allegedly was using deceptive labeling, marketing, and selling cream products as humanely sourced and environmentally responsible. The lawsuit accuses the company.
Unilever. They use Unilever to make it. That's just, that's just funny in itself.
The lawsuit accuses the company of sourcing from typical factory dairy farms and having traces of, here you go, glyphosate in its product.
It makes your tummy glow.
Here's the People are so damn stupid, though. Ben and Jerry's,
they are.
Blah, blah,
Ben and
blah,
Jerry's, blah. It's organic. Ben and Jerry's, it's made. They churn their own butter. No, you stupid bitch. No, they don't. No, Unilever makes it. This is a huge conglomerate, and they buy all their crap from Monsanto, and you're buying it thinking, oh, it's Ben and Jerry's. Good. Keep doing that. Yeah, and pay that extra price for that crap, because you can probably buy, like, oh, God, what is it, Blue Bunny or whatever. One of the things you can't stand because it's made from a big corporation. You probably get it for half the price of Ben and Jerry's, and it'll taste better. Anyway, as you were.
Okay, moving along. You're exactly right, though, 100%.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's just, oh, Ben and Jerry's is so nice. Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, and was it Ted Kennedy killed more people than nuclear waste in the United States? What the fuck? Whatever. Ugh.
Are you done?
Hey, I'm going on a rant. Yeah, whatever.
All right, Whole Foods.
Yes. Oh, I love Whole Foods.
Oh, all right, well, Whole Foods is eyeing the sites that were previously homes for Sears and Kmart, according to people familiar with the matter. Sears' national footprint spreads across the country that covers a broad demographic, which can help Whole Foods scale up fast at a relatively low cost. And I did read this in another story actually this morning. Whole Foods is talking about buying all those old Kmart and Sears stores, and we're going to have Whole Foods stores popping up all over the country in those old locations of Sears and Kmart. And
I'm just saying, they started as Wild Oats, right? That was their previous name. Yeah, Wild Oats. And they became Whole Foods. Now, when they were Wild Oats, they had their fist on what they assumed to be all this healthy crap. Well, they became Whole Foods. They grew way too fast, way too quick. And anybody who's been in, there's not a drone to, I must go to Whole Foods to buy my asparagus water. It's on sale for $5 a quart. If you're not one of those idiots, well, that's fine. If you are, well, God bless you, die soon. But the Whole Foods thing, it turned into this conglomerate thing as well. And the source, where they get their produce from, whatever. It's not like you read about. If they're going to expand into all these other places, Whole Foods is not. Well, I don't even think it is what it was when it was Wild Oats. Wild Oats is actually a decently run company. I don't know. Whole Foods has become this Amazon wannabe conglomerate Death Star thing, where I don't see it ending. I don't see it ending well. And if you're going to be expanding into all these crazy huge, Kmart's are not small.
Well, you know, but that's the whole Whole Foods and Amazon. That's the whole plan, to take over the whole world. They're going to have locations all over the country.
And it's funny because the nonconformists to regular supermarkets go to Whole Foods because they're nonconformists. But now, why is it all nonconformists dressed alike? This is what it's becoming. It's like, okay, you want to be a nonconformist and shop at Whole Foods, but Whole Foods is taking out all the other restaurant chains or all the other supermarket chains. Yeah, but we still shop at Whole Foods because it's you know, we're nonconformists. You're a fucking moron, is what you are.
And by the way,
that's what it is. There it is.
Their food is still 32% higher than any other supermarket chain.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And organic does not mean organic. Organic means is the definition of whatever state you live in is organic, the definition of when you're selling food.
And this story is
in California, it's a little bit more expensive. Talk to William Horn on that one.
And this next story is related. It really isn't a food story, but Sears, the chairman of Sears, Eddie Lambert. That poor guy.
Good old Eddie. Yep.
He just made another $5 billion bid to save the retailer from liquidation this morning, and he's trying to
save
Sears.
He's the one that gutted the whole fucking company.
Yeah, God bless him. All I can say is the only reason I'm talking about Sears here is because I had my first sexual relation as a kid with a Sears catalog.
They had soft pages. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Morris, you're looking at power tools, not Bronco, not bronze. Ooh, look at that tapered reamer. I can see that later in life.
He's trying. Oh my God. He's trying to get Sears to survive. And he's putting a $5 billion bid, plus he's going to assume all tax and vendor bills. God bless him. He's trying to save. He's trying to save.
No, he's not. He's the one. No. He's the one who gutted it. He's the one who took every. Why? Who bought the rights to Craftsman? Is it Lowe's or Home? Somebody bought. Craftsman's been sold. Black & Decker was sold years ago. Sears has been sold. There's a hollow company in that. All the guts have been ripped out and sold and spent.
He's dumping another $5 billion into it to try to save the last remaining stores. Why?
That's because he has another $100 million in his pocket just to make it look good, like he's really doing the right thing.
I don't know. $5 billion.
I'm really trying.
You know what he should do? You know what he should do? He would be more of a hero to take that $5 billion and go build the wall for Donald Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, normally we try to stay away from politics. I'll tell you what, those GoFundMes for the wall, let me tell you something, This shit may happen without Congress. This is funny shit. The people are donating a shit ton of money to these GoFundMes for the wall. It's hilarious. I swear to God, look it up. It's like, and there's nothing Pelosi and Chucky Schmucky can do about this shit. Dude, the shit's being brought in from like other avenues, like private enterprise. Mm-hmm. Here, we're giving you the money. Here, do it. Do it. We don't need Congress. Here, we paid your bill. Do it.
I know you don't like to talk politics, but I've been fighting those nut jobs all week on my Facebook page over the wall.
I watch. I don't comment. I watch because I don't want to get dragged into that slum. God bless you. I just don't want to be dragged into that shit show.
And you prod.
You're like a cattle prod. You're like trigger. You're funny.
Yeah, I do.
You really are.
I give you
a lot of credit for that shit. I don't take anything on Facebook to heart. But God damn it, you go out there, you look for trouble.
In fact,
you do.
I was told one time I was cloak and dagger. But I like to go out.
No, you're
there
just dagger. Fuck the cloak. I'm not hiding. What? It's me. I'm saying this shit. You got something to say to me? Oh, wow. Oh, you must be the big tough guy in your parents' basement. Why don't you say it to my face? Oh, look at you, little man. Oh, wow. You're a vapor, too. Neat.
All right.
Ooh, you've got sparrows growing in your beard. That's neat. You have a nest. Did you drive up here on your penny farthing bike? Didn't you have to use any gas for that one, did you, sunshine?
All right, moving along. Now, this is a creepy story.
I like creepy. Creepy's good.
All right. Walgreens, they're testing a new technology that embeds cameras and sensors and digital screens in their cooler doors of their refrigerators and freezer doors and act as a digital merchandising platform. So in other words, when you walk up, it gives you advertisements and videos in the actual
door
of the refrigerator.
No, that's not what they're doing. They're cutting down on necrophiliacs.
But this is the weird part. Okay, how does it do this? It shows ads to consumers who approach the doors based on variables determined by the technology, such as the person's approximate age, sex, and even the weather outside, to determine what they may be interested in purchasing. So it's actually looking at you and saying, okay, this guy, if I walk up, this guy's a big oaf, look at him. What kind of drink would he like?
Well, you cannot sue a camera for profiling, can you? Because it's not a person.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, profiling. Oh, the big P word, and it's not coming out of my pants. It's the P word.
That's
You're
true.
Being profiled walking in the door.
That's amazing. It's creepy.
It's, so no, no, it's creepy as shit. But, well, no, no. However, Frank, you have to understand. When you walk down at certain shop rates or A&P, whatever the hell supermarket get down by you, Lion King or whatever the hell it is, you walk down and you see these little things sticking out, the little counter, the talkers. You don't even know what they say. They spit out a coupon.
You're right.
It's like, what the fuck do I need peanut butter coated condoms for? This is bullshit. Anybody that pays attention to the shit, that something that it sees you and says you need this, if you listen to it, you're on. I went to go grab a 30 pack of Coors Light. You're telling me that I have to buy Stella. I'm not going to argue with you because you have no sentient being. You're just talking to me for. I'm still going to walk out with what I came for.
Here's what I want to know, John. So when you went in to get your beer, how the hell did it profile you to tell you that you need peanut butter coated condoms?
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? I never owned a dog. I'm just going with that.
All right, moving along. Now, this is another one.
Touché, my friend, touché.
Touché.
That was funny.
This is another one. Here we go. 73% of global consumers would definitely or probably change their consumption habits to reduce the impact on the environment, according to Nielsen study. As consumers become more aware of what's in the products that they consume, they are willing to buy and pay more for items that simultaneously help the environment. Nearly half of consumers around the world are willing to pay more for products that contain all natural or organic ingredients. Now I ask you, are you one of those consumers?
No. What I say to the consumer, if you're really worried about it, just go die. You'll consume no more. You'll save the planet just by ceasing to exist.
Hey,
imagine that.
There you go.
Look at that.
That's great.
I solved the problem. If you're worried about it, just don't eat anymore. Don't eat anything. Waste away to nothing, and look how much, man, you made everybody else happy.
You know what? That's Woo-hoo. A good point. Your carbon footprint would be zero then. You're exactly right.
Right. Right. And you would not cause the earth any more. Oh, the earth is hurting. The earth is hurting. Well, you'd make the earth feel so much better by ceasing to exist. Because the earth doesn't like you. Because we all consume things. And it's bad to consume things. Because it takes away from the earth. So don't consume anymore. Stop eating. The earth will love you. That's great. Go with that.
Yep. Your carbon footprint will be a big fat zero. That's a good point.
Right.
We should go on.
And
that.
How happy
that
would you be when you're inhaling your last breath, weighing 15 pounds? You at least you'll die happy.
Okay, let me move along here. That is a good point. Let me see here. Oh, by the way, little short story here. The E. coli outbreak linked to California-grown romaine lettuce appears to be over, according to the CDC. The final tally. The E. coli outbreak linked to California-grown romaine lettuce appears to be over.
William Horn will be happy.
Final tally of the outbreak reached 62 cases across 16 states, resulting in 25 hospitalizations. There you go.
Somebody copping a squat on the lettuce. Must be the sanctuary state person. I don't know. Where am I going with this? Who knows? Oh, my God. Wait. I got to bring up the one joke. This is wonderful. Are you a fan of memes?
What?
Are you a fan of memes? The funny, the never mind.
Oh, memes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those things.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right. What? Oh, God. I got one. Oh, this is. Oh, where the hell is it? Where the hell? Oh, man. Yeah, continue. I'll find it. Oh, here it is. Got it. One lady is sitting there talking to another lady. She goes, "What's your opinion of Roe v. Wade?" "Well, that's the only way two Mexicans can cross a river." That was the Ocasio lady. The Democrat forefront, the woman with like one tooth going throughout her mouth. Yeah, with the eyes that can make a pie plate look small. Yeah, that one. She's full of wisdom. She's absolutely full of wisdom. But anyway,
AOC,
you were saying?
AOC is what they call her. She's a piece of work.
Oh my Lord, dude! This is like, oh my God, this is like laughing. But it's laugh out loud. But anyway.
You can say that she is a lot like Goldie Hawn, isn't she?
She is, but she's actually being serious. That's the scary part. And it's like, oh yeah, she's a massive socialist. I think her parents, if I'm not mistaken, are from Venezuela. It's like, who the hell are you to tell us in the United States? Oh my God, really, 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 really. I don't want to go to Venezuela. I really don't. Not anymore. It used to be cool.
By the way, speaking of Venezuela, I read in an article this morning that Venezuela's inflation rate, now listen to this, their inflation rate in 2018 was 10,000,000%.
Right. Well, welcome to socialism, latent. That's the latent stages of socialism. That's what happens.
All right. Would you like to hear what the 2019 breakout products in nutrition and health are going to be?
DEFCON sauces.
That was number one. Very good.
It should
number
be,
two,
as it should be.
Number two was
Sunny
healthy
D.
fats. Sunny D. Healthy fats. Okay. New collagen and bone broth products.
Oh, God, really?
Reduced. This is hard to explain. Reduced added sugar. Reduced added sugar.
Wait. Stop right there. No. Reduced added sugar. You know what you do? Don't add so much. Just keep it back. Throttle back, buddy boy. Just throttle back. You don't even have to worry about winning this award. You've done better. Oh, my. Really? Reduced added sugar.
Yeah, reduced added sugar. Other breakout products are going to be, you ready?
Uh-oh, no.
Mushrooms. I don't know why mushrooms, but mushrooms.
Because they're grown in shit.
What are nootropics? N-O-O, tropics.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's probably related to the tilapia fish. That never existed till about 20 years ago. Yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah, go ahead, eat it. It's good for you until they find out it isn't.
Nootropics. Also, green beauty products. Not the color.
Green beauty products. Okay. I wasn't aware there are green people living on Earth. If there are, please out them. I do not want to wear my tinfoil hat any longer. Oh.
Focusing also on ingredients that list nutritional facts versus, I'm sorry, that list ingredient facts over nutritional facts. That's a new trend.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. And then last but not least.
Water was on Earth before humans. We came from the water. I mean, what the shit?
And lastly, Lastly, the last of the items that are trending is items that support good liver health. Okay.
Yes, yeah. And they're probably non-alcoholic. Probably no sugar, no fats. No. Okay, be boring. Support your liver.
Oh, by the way, too, a bonus trend is eating sustainable raised meats and dairies to combat climate control and climate change.
Sustainable meats. I always enjoyed that term. Don't kill the cow. Just chop a piece out of it. It'll grow back.
Speaking of that, let me go down here. Canada. Speaking of that, you know how we have
Canada.
We have the U.S. food pyramid.
Yep. Oh God. Oh, this should be good.
Well, Canada.
Right.
Canada has a food guide, and their food guide is going to reduce its emphasis on meat and dairy into a healthy diet, and instead is going to recommend consuming more plants and plant-based proteins. According to the new draft, the draft will move from existing four food groups down to just three: vegetables and fruits, whole grains, and new protein foods. So they're going to
New proteins. Okay, gotcha. Oh yes, like a lot of fruits like they can grow them in Canada. Not you get a pineapple. It wasn't grown in Canada. You know, it's okay. Fruits. Okay, vegetables. You can harvest so many people, but I mean vegetables. Okay, everybody grows fruit. You know, how many fruits can you grow in Canada? Not a lot.
No,
not a
they're
lot.
Gonna take meats off their pyramid.
Yeah, but no, taking meat off, but putting in new proteins.
New proteins.
Yes, new proteins. Monsanto proteins.
Speaking
eat
of
the fake chicken leg.
Speaking of healthy and South America that we were speaking about a little while ago, is Venezuela in South America or is that Central America? That's South America, right? Yeah.
What?
The country of Brazil is opening new locations. Well, no, Brazil is opening new locations every 3 to 4 days of, drum roll please,
What?
Brazil is the fastest growing area for Burger King and is outpacing McDonald's, and they're building a new one every 3 to 4 days in Brazil.
Well, speaking good, because Burger King is dying here, and honestly, I think so is McDonald's. I think the big two are going away in this country. I really do. Now, if you look at Kentucky Fried Chicken, that shit's gotten full out butt shit crazy. I'm telling you, man, that's crazy shit. The KFC commercials. Whose creepy uncle wrote that one? It's like, what the hell's going on, KFC? No, seriously. No, I'm being dead serious. You have to agree with me. Anybody who thinks that the KFC commercials are normal is fucked up.
They are weird.
Weird? No, they're beyond weird. That's creepy shit. You've gone full creepy on that.
Speaking of that, the fastest growing chicken franchise in Brazil is Popeyes, not KFC.
Well, Popeyes, he only had one eye. That's why they call him Popeye. But hey, that would be labeling, wouldn't it? That'd be profiling. But we talked about that earlier.
Now, speaking of healthy, you know, over the years, they've added healthy options in the kids' meals at these fast food restaurants.
Healthy option. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. That's the healthy option.
Well, over the past decade, fast food restaurants have added healthy options to the kids' menus, but this is going to really surprise you.
Here, kid, instead of your hamburger, here's a piece of an apple. Fuck you! Good parenting.
After 10 years, they're not selling a whole lot of them, and still the most of the major fast food operations are still offering 80% of their meals without the healthy option because kids don't want it. Would you rather have French fries or apple slices, John?
Well, look at the crap, Mike, I mean, Michelle Obama, look at the crap that she put on plates nationwide that are poor kids who had eaten public schools. Oh, it looked like slop next to slop with a sliver of a pear. It's like, what the frick is that? That's why the kids were throwing away their – they didn't want to eat.
That's true, and it's so stupid. What would you rather have, Dr. Pepper or milk? I know what I'm thinking.
Well, what is Dr. – now I got a question for you. What is Dr. Pepper coming to can?
I think I've
his
heard
wife
this.
Died.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Moving along. This I'm not even going there. I'm not going to touch that one.
Not even going there. I'm not going to make you. No, I'm not going to make you proud of this.
All right, now this is another one. This is almost as good as the straw stories. You ready? All right.
Oh no, Paha! I gotta pull it out. Give me a minute.
This is almost as good. California lawmakers are proposing a new law requiring businesses to offer electronic receipts unless a customer asks for paper copy. To save the environment. The bill will require all businesses
to save the environment.
Proof of purchase receipts electronically starting in 2022 and eliminate paper receipts. Are we freaking
to
kidding?
Save the environment.
Yeah.
That's how they label it. That is the Democrat stronghold thing. Let's label it by not using a straw, you're saving the planet. So that means I'm killing it if I use it. That's right. If you don't use it, you're saving the planet.
Do you see that story? That homeless man that attacked that McDonald's worker because he wanted a straw and couldn't find a straw, and she said the law in Alabama is
yes.
He tried to beat her up, and she beat the shit out of him.
Right.
Pata.
Right. It's such a non – the whole straw thing is stupid. It's just stupid. Oh, now Aquaman. Everyone's going to see Aquaman. Aquaman is like the worst superhero of all of them. He can get trapped in a six-pack holder, for God's sake. He talks to fish. That's great. I'm in Kansas. The frick? What are you going to do? What? You're going to command a Sharknado to save me? Aquaman's like the worst. Anyway, as you were.
All right. They did a retail survey to see who was the best number one grocery retailer in 2018, and who was the winner?
DEFCON sauces.
DEFCON sauces was number one again. Very good.
Guess who was number two? I knew that. They gave me the memo.
Trader Joe's was the number one.
Trader Joe's, yeah. That's a supermarket that doesn't make a goddamn thing and puts the name on everything. That's great. It's like Cabela's. We didn't make this tent, but it's got our name on it. Trader Joe's doesn't make a goddamn thing. They don't make shit. They actually contacted us. They wanted to take our stuff, our wing sauce, and put it under their name. I'm like, No, you can sell you my stuff. No, but we have to put our name on it. Why do you have to put your name on my shit? No.
Yep. It's all private label at Trader Joe's. Number
it's
two,
all bullshit.
Costco. Costco was number two. Amazon three. HEB was number four. Wegmans was number five. Market Basket was number six. Sam's Club was number seven. Sprouts.
Wait, what
was
the hell's
eight.
A Market Basket? Yep. What the hell's that?
Market Basket. I've been in them. Where are they?
What is
I've seen those in. It's a place that has baskets in the market.
Wow, boy, wow. Man, oh, you're a sultan. All right, man, I love you, man.
Number eight was Winco.
Got baskets in the fucking market. Thanks.
Number nine was Walmart, and number 10 was Aldi.
Well, Aldi's just kind of started moving in around here. It's like anybody who wants to spend more than Whole Foods goes to Aldi's. I guess because it has fewer, letters. So they're saving something by fewer letters.
I don't know.
But
they call some people, the real end people, call Trader Joe's TJ. So really.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Yeah, it's in Target. Target's Target. The same people, the same fucking morons. But it's just, I shop at a Restaurant Depot because I can get a whole bunch of shit for 1/100th of what you're paying for it, because you're buying 12 ounces, I'm buying 5 pounds. And I stock up at Restaurant Depot. It's a happy place. Never buy the soda at Restaurant Depot, though, because they charge more for that.
Now, even though TJ was the number one, a.k.a. Trader Joe's was number one, they're not making everybody happy. There's a lawsuit against Trader Joe's for misleadingly representing their Honey Nut O's cereal as being primarily sweetened with honey. The lawsuit contends the product only contains a minuscule amount of honey and is primarily sweetened with white and brown sugar.
So that's honey because Trader Joe's didn't make it. They just figured they knew what was in it. I'll tell you what. The Trader Joe's, I don't know how the legal thing works, but Trader Joe's may be off the hook for that. That may have been told by this poor schmuck who sold it to him.
That might be. You're right. That's true, because it is
I mean, Trader Joe's has all they have is the handling. Once it reaches their warehouses and once it reaches their stores, that's the only time they're going to get handling things. Anything when it comes to ingredients or whatever, they can just parlay that into sue him, not us. We're a great fucking company. That's fucking great. You don't make a goddamn thing, put your name on it, but if somebody questions you about your product, you sue the bastard that sold it to you after you knew what was already in it. Yeah, real, real good scumbag company. That's good. That's good.
All right, moving along. Do you use any blue dyes of any sort in any of your products?
No. I was going to go with blue balls, but I don't have those, so we're good.
Well, Mars, you know, the people who make candy bars, Mars.
That's a cool company. No, now you're talking about a creepy company. That's a creepy, cool company.
Mars, I'm sorry, no. Ohio State have a patent for vegetable-based blue dyes for candy and other sugar treats. Scientists have developed a method to separate blue pigments similar to synthetic dye using red cabbage, purple sweet potatoes, as well as other potatoes and carrot varieties. Mars did not say when it intends to commercialize the patent, but they've got a patent for it. Why?
Yes, no, and there's a reason. Now, George Carlin said it back in the 70s, but everybody thought it was, ha-ha, funny. There is no blue food. Blueberries are purple. There is no blue food. Tell me a blue food besides rotten meat.
Well, there we talked about this before. Yeah, there is. That cereal that kids used to eat was called – there was Frankenberry and there was Blueberry. Wasn't that blue?
Oh, yeah. There's no chemicals involved with that. I'm talking about a natural blue food.
Oh, natural blue. Let me think. Blue.
There isn't one.
Blue.
There's no blue food, dude.
I guess you're right.
There's no blue food. If they've come up with some way of mixing, I can see it, the purple cabbage, they're mixing colors, natural colors, to make the blue pigment. that's kind of cool because Mars, I'll tell you, Mars is a wild company. My dad did sales for a while with CA and all these other companies. And the main Mars plant is in Hackettstown, about maybe 45 minutes from here. And that place, it's like a Willy Wonka's factory, dude. You don't get in. Dad and a bunch of umpty-umps from his company drove in there. You have to stop. You get picked up by this carriage and taken into the place. And your car's not even allowed in. And you can only go down. They direct you where you can go and where the conference room is. And you're not allowed to walk anywhere outside of the confines of where you're told to be. It's Willy Wonka shit. And M&M's or I pride them on that because I don't know if it's a public company or not, but it's totally family owned. The Mars family, they own that shit. They own all of that shit, and it's cool. It's not like this, they're just they come to the board meetings. No, the family owns the company. It's really kind of cool, and they're Willy Wonka's when it comes to that stuff. It's kind of cool. I don't know. That's just me.
Do the employees that work there, they call them Martians?
No, they call them Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas, okay. All right, moving along. Now, this story, young people have a connection to the people, places, and practices that raise their food, according to Cargill's research in the U.S., China, Mexico, and France. Twice as many young respondents reported knowing a livestock or seafood farmer compared to those that are over 55. More than 50% of Gen Y participants changed their eating habits for sustainability reasons in the past versus 19% of older U.S. respondents. 80% of the survey respondents said that the way an animal is raised is important, and almost half of them are willing to pay more as a result. Here's what cracks me up, John.
You buy a pound of ground beef, and you tell them the cow was raised properly and had no cage and was caressed and brushed every day, and they buy the beef for twice the amount of price of the one sitting next to it, which came from the same cow, but they told it was brushed and properly treated. They buy it.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Welcome to organic.
I mean, the bottom line, John, is they're going to kill the cow, they're going to kill the goat, they're going to kill the chicken, they're going to kill the turkey, they're going to kill them all.
It was killed humanely. Okay, how do you do that?
Very slowly.
You drag the knife across its throat, and it can't even scream because the knife is stuck in the neck. What are we going with this?
No, it's okay as long as you're playing nice music in the background.
Right. You got Beethoven. You got Beethoven playing in the back. And just at the end of his life, you start playing Brahms. It's great. It's wonderful.
Now, this is going to really surprise you, this next story. Exposure to sugary breakfast cereal advertising can directly influence a children's diet. A child's diet.
Wait. Say that again.
Exposure to sugary breakfast cereal advertising can directly influence a child's diet, according to a study by Dartmouth Medical Center. If children watching TV and who had ad exposure, wait for it now, based on TVs that they watch via an advertising database, they found that those children are more apt to eat cereal after watching the advertising. Are you kidding me?
Dude, and how many millions of dollars were they paid to tell us about the fucking obvious? It's like, what the?
I know. Isn't that what advertising is for? I mean, if you advertise DEFCON sauces, aren't you expecting people to buy DEFCON sauces?
That's the reason for advertising it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're that's the That's forward thinking.
What a
I think the people
study.
That made this study were paid millions of dollars to just tell us exactly what has happened for decades.
All right, moving along. We got and you're gonna love this story.
The time went quick today.
You're gonna love this. We've talked about this sort of before, but now there's a new twist to it. Amazon is introducing a new program called Key for Garage and Key for Business, which will allow customers to receive their deliveries in their garage as well as their commercial and residential properties. The services aims to eliminate delivery hurdles such as potential theft and missed deliveries. So we're going to give everybody who delivers Amazon products keys to your house.
The key to your garage.
To your business. So that no one on the street will steal your product.
Right. Right. If you really want secure delivery, give us the keys to your front door or the code to get in, and we'll happily drop off your order on your countertop. We'll put it away in your cupboards if you want us to, because we're just that nice.
Right.
Let us into your house to deliver your fucking shit because you're too goddamn lazy to go get it yourself. That's great. Come into my house. Come into my house. Put my shit away. I trust you.
Impossible Foods. That's the ones that have the fake hamburgers. Impossible Foods plans to roll out a new Impossible Burger recipe that features better taste and improved nutritional quality.
The Don't tell me the added beef.
The new recipe will contain no gluten, hormones, or antibiotics, and the company argues they're replacing wheat protein with soy protein and will provide a more traditional meat-like texture. It's so amazing. They're making shit, fake shit, but everybody wants it to taste and feel and look like real shit.
How do you make a hormone?
I know where that's going. How do you make a hormone?
I'll leave that be. Anyway, this is so dumb. It's like we're gonna take out the wheat and put in soy, and we're gonna do all this kind of stuff, and we're gonna make it taste all of it. But you know, if you really want to get a really good taste of hamburger, get one made out of meat. Just get one out of the fucking meat. Don't tell anybody. Just don't tell your friends you had it. Stick to your gluten-free bullshit, fibromyalgia crap, and all your I have to have a malady, otherwise nobody will respect me crap, all those clacks. And deal with that shit, but just don't tell anybody you're having hamburgers at home with real meat. They really taste better, but just tell your friends you had one made out of cardboard. It tasted better.
You do know, because I have that weird allergy. I'm going to try.
You do show the spotted tick.
I am going to have that Impossible Burger because I want to see if it tastes just like a real burger. Since I can't have real burgers anyway,
I want an honest review.
Well, they're going to start selling them at Carl's Jr. in California. So the next time I'm out,
wish we had one of those fuckers around here. Carl's Jr. sounds like fun. Hardee's used to be around here until it was tainted meat or whatever back in the 70s. They all disappeared. They all went away. All the Hardee's went away. Now you got Carl's Jr. Hardee's all over the side. When we do shows like out of state shows and stuff, we can stop by one. The food's not that bad.
Oh, it's good. Hardee's and Carl Jr. is my favorite.
We just don't have them around here at all. I mean, I do Wendy's because Wendy's is the go-to around here because everything else sucks when it comes to fast food. Burger King, fuck you. McDonald's, suck my dick. We have garbage fast food around here. And the only one respectable enough is Wendy's because it just is. I don't know what makes them different, but they just have better food.
Speaking of allergies, More than 10% of American adults are allergic to at least one food, according to a report by the JAMMA network, blah, blah, blah. Among those who were
I know what my food allergy is.
What?
I can't eat vegans.
48% reported developing at least one of their allergies during their during their adulthood, while 27% developed food allergies only in adulthood. Well, mine became.
There's no such thing as a food allergy when I was growing up. Everybody ate the shit. Everybody ate the shit they cooked at home, ate the shit they got at school, ate the shit they had out when they were out with the boys and girls, were hanging out. Everybody ate everything. And nobody got sick.
Well, not no more. The
now
most
everybody gets
common
sick. Now
food.
Everybody gets sick. I sneezed. I eat peanuts. I sneezed. Then they got to evacuate a hall. It's like, what the?
The most common foods causing allergies in adults are shellfish, milk, peanuts, tree nuts, and fin fish.
Tree nuts.
And for me.
Tree nuts.
And for me.
Tree nuts.
Rich,
what? Oh, no. This is a new thing. I never heard about the tree nut thing.
It's tree nuts.
So
you know,
now,
like
any nut that grows on a tree.
Yes.
Oh, good. Like all of them.
All right, we're almost out of time. The very last story is a 612-pound bluefin tuna sold for a record $3 million at the first 2019 auction in Tokyo. The winning bid was paid by Kiriyama Corporation, the company that runs Sushi Zanami chain. The fish normally sells for up to $40 a pound. But it rises to over $200 a pound at the year's end. They paid $3 million for a 612-pound tuna.
Okay. They're allowed to. Okay. See, that they're allowed to. I can't slate them for that. If they got the money to pay $3,000 for a fucking $3 million for a fucking fish, let them pay $3,000. Hey, the people are being pay more for paint on a freaking piece of paper. It ain't me. At least I can shit the food out. I got to sit and look at this crap I paid millions of dollars for years. I don't spite somebody for making money off of shit if they can afford it. Hey, let them pay $3 million for a fish. God bless you. I think you're a moron, but hey, who am I? I can't afford $3 million to pay for a fish. So, hey, I guess I'll live with that.
Check out the website. The blog will be there either Saturday or Sunday. whatever my friend asks besides the publisher. And that's all
Bye,
I got, Kat. John, so it's your turn. I'm out of here.
Bye,
Kat. Actually, this was kind of a fun little session we had here. Hopefully we'll do it again next week, barring any medical maladies or whatever the fuck. Anyway, hey, loved having you guys on here. Please call in next week. We love having callers in. You saw how we treated Donna. She was treated with respect. Can't guarantee the same for you. Anyway, hey, see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Out of here.
I keep gritting my teeth, I keep hitting the ground. Got my hands full of grease, fingernails whittled down. They pick me up and they put me down. But when the smoke done settle, I stood my ground. Now ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I've been kept in the fog, now I'm ready to bust. If you live my life, you ain't got time to trust. I've been blue collar pride since I rode the bus. Saw my life on the line, blood, sweat, and the grind. I live what I spit, bullshitting aside. Always been first place, I ain't got time to tie. So you can put away the hearse, I ain't got time to die.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held the ground. I'm still standing here. Oh, this is my life and this is my road. It feels like home to me. And all of you that had your doubts are just a memory. I know that this road is so damn tough and my back's up against the wall. I'll pick myself back up again and prove to all of y'all that we ain't no punks.
Hell no.
No, we ain't no punks. Our ground, make a family proud, and show you how to get her done. No, we won't back down.
No,
we won't back down.
No.
Through a cloud of smoke, you gon' see my ass as I raise hell through your town.
They
to my rearview mirror. All I need is my crowd and my crowd gonna cheer. When life is tough, just shift another gear. Now pump your fist like this. Raise hell, mother. Raise hell, mother. Now pump your fist like this. Pump your fist. Pump your fist.
They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and hit the ground. I'm still standing here. In the woods from the trailer parks, this good old boy done become a star. Now the dead man a dream, now my dream took me far. I'm still standing here. I love the crowd cause they lift me up when they're screaming out my name. If I'm going down tonight, then I'm going down in flames. They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
The gas on the sandy beach. You'll get high from riding 8 seconds deep. I get high from the needle on my back with ink. And how some of you suckers wanna be like me. Got no time for paparazzi, taking my shot. I got no time for the critics that are wanting my spot. Got no time for the job, I'll see you at the top. I'm never gonna quit and I'll never, never stop.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them all.